A commercial airliner delivered the United States honor flag to Fairbanks yesterday. The flag, which flew at Ground Zero in New York following the September 11th terrorist attacks and has since traveled around the country to honor fallen law enforcement officers and firefighters, was brought to Fairbanks to honor to pay tribute to Alaska State Trooper Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich, who were killed in Tanana last week. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
An Alaska Airlines plane carrying the U.S. honor flag taxied through an arch of spray from water cannons before coming to a stop at Fairbanks International Airport. It's part of a receiving ceremony repeated across the country to honor law enforcement officers or firefighters who die in the line of duty. The folded honor flag was then carried off the plane through a formation made up of the fallen state troopers' families, fellow troopers, and other law enforcement officers and firefighters who lined the tarmac. Alaska Honor Flag liaison Anchorage firefighter Brian Lay escorted the flag to Fairbanks.
It really shows that there's attention to this on a national scale, and that there's thoughts and prayers and support coming for the families to really give that honor, to let them know that the entire nation's behind them and thinking about them.
The honor flag will be on display at a funeral service for Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich, to be held Saturday afternoon at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. Sets of special gloves used to handle the honor flag in Fairbanks will be placed in the caskets and given to their families. Lay says the honor flag organization is based in Florida, but the flag is most always deployed to communities across the country. This is the honor flag's fourth trip to Alaska and first to Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.